USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
I do believe that they will probably end up wanting to meet.
This time, President Trump says he's willing to meet with the Iranian President Hassan Rouhani, even though the two leaders were having a tweet feud just a few days ago.
And I'm ready to meet anytime they want to. And I don't do that from strength or from weakness. I think it's an appropriate thing to do.
Following the president's words yesterday, Iranian officials have issued a statement this morning saying they have no interest in meeting with President Trump anytime soon. Eight states in the District of Columbia now suing to stop a plan for 3D-printed guns to be made available online. The federal government last week reaching a settlement to allow a Texas company and presumably others to put such plans for the weapons up for download. Now these attorneys general have filed the suit asking to block public access. This is USA Radio News.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat, the buying toner for the copy machine hat, the sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
I'm Captain Obvious, and Hotels.com rewards me basically everywhere I stay. So why am I currently skipping stones with four locals and one grizzly bear outside this Riverside Lodge in Portland? Because Hotels.com lets me do me. And because, honestly, the bear just kind of joined in, and now we're afraid that if we stop, he'll get angry. He can smell our fear. Hotels.com. You do you and get rewarded.
The felony trial of former Trump campaign chief Paul Manafort starting later today in Alexandria, Virginia. He's pleaded not guilty to several charges of bank and tax fraud and failure to file reports on foreign financial accounts. The president's threat of a government shutdown over a border wall causing concerns even among GOP lawmakers.
GOP lawmakers weighing in following President Trump's renewed threat Monday to shut down the federal government if Congress doesn't include funding for a border wall. On Capitol Hill, Republican Senator Lindsey Graham addressing the widespread concern about any drastic action on border security before critical midterms in November.
It'd be bad politics for the Republican Party to shut the government down. We'd get blamed, and that seems to me there's a way to get wall funding and deal with the DACA population.
Government funding runs out September 30th. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
There's a report that U.S. intelligence agencies have seen evidence that North Korea may still be building new intercontinental ballistic missiles. And this is USA Radio News.
Hey, Charlie Jones here. I've been sleeping on a MyPillow now for 10 weeks, and I'm telling you, my sleep has improved dramatically. So what are you waiting for? Jump on board and start experiencing the kind of restorative sleep you need in your life. And if you're waiting for a better offer, your wait is over, because MyPillow just brought back their best offer ever. It's their buy one, get one free special. Just go to MyPillow.com, click on the buy one, get one free special, use my code USA, and get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price. That's MyPillow.com, click on the buy one, get one free special, and enter promo code USA.
What's called the final report on the disappearance of Malaysia Airlines Flight 370 4 years ago has been issued. 239 passengers disappearing with that plane, and many of their loved ones are still hoping they can be found. But the wife of one of the crew members says patience is running out. Following the president's words yesterday, Iranian officials have issued a statement this morning saying they have no interest in meeting with President Trump anytime soon.
We've been waiting for an answer about our loved one, and they've been manipulating since day one.
In the final report, investigators suggest the flight may have been flown off course by someone other than the pilot. However, the ultimate fate of the plane is still not known. Saturday Night Live star Leslie Jones says it's wrong to hold comedians accountable for old jokes that are now considered inappropriate. Jones sounding off yesterday on The View about comedians being called out for jokes that they told years ago. Jones said she shouldn't be held accountable for something she may have said all the way back in 1987. And MoviePass is scaling back its services. Subscribers now won't be able to get into some of the biggest releases, as some found out over the weekend when they were shut out of Mission Impossible Fallout. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.